Hello, my name is Frank and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinion.
Are you speaking English?
Yes.
Okay, because I can't understand you. You'll have to say it again.
Okay, no problem. So I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinion. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper?
No.
And
nope.
Okay, thank you.
Why would that be a problem if I did?
No, this is just we are collecting some information about this survey. Okay, so as you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th. I am definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, not registered to
vote. I will definitely vote.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered, a Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? African American, Asian American. Thank you.
I'm white.
What is your age? In between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55.
I'm over 65.
Thank you. Okay, generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They've been going in the wrong direction for 20 years.
Thank you. From the following list, what is the one thing elected official fits in Miami?
What was that? Say that again. I can't hear you. You're
county
breaking up.
I'm sorry. And now he's better?
So far, keep going.
Okay. From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, housing and property insurance costs, corruption in local government, quality of life, growth, and overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, crime and neighborhood.
Do I get to pick more than one?
If you could choose just one. I'm sorry?
Do I get to pick more than one?
Actually, if you can choose just one.
So that'll make life easier for your politicians, because they'll think then that's just the only thing I care about.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm not going to ask the question. I'm not going to answer that question because I want to answer multiple things.
Okay.
And if they don't want the truth, then what good is all this?
Okay. Okay. No worries. Thank you. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Okay, and would be definitely voting for Democratic or probably voting for Democratic
candidate?
Well, because
I only get to vote for one county commissioner, and my county commissioner is a Republican, and my county commissioner, who is a Republican, only cares about herself and not anybody else. I'm going to vote for the Democrat, and I don't care who it is.
Okay, thank you. I am now going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just say so. Raquel Regalado.
Very bad opinion.
Thank you. Cindy Lerner.
I don't think I know her.
Okay, thank you. Richard Prashnik.
I've heard the name. I'm not involved with them because they're not my commissioner.
Okay, thank you. You will now be asked a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission.
Are those the only three commissioners that are up for election this term?
I'm really sorry. Actually, this is the information that we have in the survey. So this is based on the information that I have right now.
Okay.
If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Daniela Levin Cava, Manny Sid, or Alexander Oteola?
Daniela Cava.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levin Cava?
I'm definitely voting for her. I contributed money to her.
Thank you. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Prashnik?
Are they all in, they're all running for County Commissioner number 7? Are they competing against each other?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I don't have too specific information.
They're not very well prepared, right? So, are they all running for the same county commission seat?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't have that specific information.
Well,
this
then maybe
is
you
just
should call me back when you get the information, because this is really going no place fast.
Okay. No worries. But thank you.